local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, so Mnuchin says...
The check's in the mail.
The check's in the mail. I'll give you more on that coming up in just a second as the House will vote on what was passed through in the Senate. Heading for a high today, maybe another record high temperature for today. 86 for the high, I think, forecasted. Sitting at 68 degrees now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill in just a second. Traffic now on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department declares state troopers are on an accident. It should Julia at Roberts Road in Old Citronelle Highway where a car is in a ditch. Another one's overturned, but wreckers are on the way. And we've got a dense fog advisory. Pretty thick fog across the bayway to the eastern shore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street can help if you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression now with their tinctures, vapables, even edibles. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with a full weather discussion coming up at 7:35. Yeah, record book territory for these high temps we're having right now, up in the 80s, and it should be down in the 70s. We'll talk about that more coming up. Also, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get to that at the end of the hour, plus Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert from Landyap. Lots coming up on this Thursday. Glad you're here. At the White House and Senate leaders announced a $2 trillion pandemic response measure yesterday that included sending checks directly to people across the country impacted by coronavirus. Now, the package provides one-time payments of $1,200 per adult and $500 per child under the age of 17. Married couples will receive $2,400. However, payments phase out for individuals making more than $75,000. For every $100 you earn above the limit, the payment drops by $5. Individuals making more than $99,000 and couples making more than $198,000 will not qualify for a payment. The amounts will be determined based on your 2019 tax returns. If a 2019 tax return has not been filed, 2018 returns will be used. Last week, Treasury Department requested Capitol Hill outline a start date of April 6th with a second batch of checks going out on May 18th. Now, yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said this.
The check's in the mail.
Well, then, and he also said...
These will be, within the next 3 weeks, direct payments into most people's deposit accounts. And for those that don't have it, we will be having the checks in the mail.
Yeah, checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
You've heard that before, right? 709 FM Talk 106.5. Numbers here continue to rise in Alabama. 440 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama, according to ADPH. They said 54 more cases yesterday. 54 more. Now we're up to 440, 10 in Mobile County, 4 in Baldwin County, and 1 in Washington County. And there's now been a fatality here in Alabama, the fatal case of it.
Yeah, Alabama's first fatality. And in the entire United States, we're now above 68,000 cases, with nearly half of those coming from New York itself. There's 33,000 total cases in New York with 366 deaths. And overnight, America passed the 1,000 mark for deaths due to coronavirus. You look at the top states right now with confirmed cases: New York, New Jersey, California, Washington, and Michigan. And then you got Florida and Louisiana not far behind.
Right, and Louisiana is a story into itself for the growth rate per capita. getting in the neighborhood of what they're dealing with in New York. Not total number of cases, but growth rate, as Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards announced 407 more cases in just one day in Louisiana and another 19 deaths in their state. Brings the total number of deaths in Louisiana to 65. Total positive tests to nearly 1,800. Positive tests have been recorded in 48 of 64 parishes in Louisiana. We'll talk about this some more coming up, and also the local response. 2,000 kits heading their way to Mobile. Presser yesterday with Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, along with members of the Mobile County Health Department. We'll talk about that. Also, speaking of testing, checking in just about 15 minutes. We'll check in at what's going on in Fairhope at Three Circle Church as Pastor Chris Bell joins us to talk about some testing they're doing, and he has specific insight into the process of testing for coronavirus. We'll talk more about that. Sports on the way?
Yeah, Sean Payton, the New Orleans Saints head coach, gives an update since he was diagnosed with coronavirus last week. Also, the MLB season was supposed to begin today with opening day. I'll tell you how long they're expecting to be postponed.
All right, and taking a look at it from a national perspective here, Bob Constantini from Westwood One with President Trump's comments on coronavirus.
He says he's waiting to sign it. President Trump ready to put into law the largest single spending bill in American history. With it, some $500 billion to help major businesses affected by coronavirus fears, but including Democratic demands of no stock buyback and limits on CEO pay.
Like a rocket ship, I think it's going to go very good and very quickly. And you're going to have some tough new limits on executive compensation also, because we're interested in the workers, the jobs. And we're interested in the companies, because that's really what fuels the workers in those great jobs.
Stimulus checks to average Americans will be based on income, but also will move a lot faster for those who let the IRS direct deposit refunds. As for the president's hopes, the U.S. economy will be raring to go, as he put it, by Easter Sunday, April 12th. Mr. Trump tempering his hopes.
There are large sections of our country probably can go back much sooner than other sections. And we're obviously looking at that also. People were asking, is that an alternative? I say, absolutely, it is an alternative.
It would be hard to get the economic engine going full speed if New York is the epicenter of the outbreak in the United States, with expectations cases there are going to grow in numbers until after Easter. Unable to glad hand or speak at a crowded rally, what's a presidential candidate supposed to do? Democrat Joe Biden is trying to keep himself in the news, including video news conferences with reporter call-ins. With a studio set up in his Wilmington home, the former vice president going after President Trump's hope the nation's economy will be raring to go at Easter, April 12.
Think about the science, not the science of Wall Street, the science of medicine. What is it that is going to get us to a place where it's safe for people to go back to work and be interacting in a way that we did in the past, rather than set some arbitrary date?
Health experts have expressed doubts about the safety of letting much of the country start interacting around Easter. Biden's campaign is also holding virtual cocktail hours to get younger voters interested. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Virtual cocktail hours. All right. Yeah. By the way, too, some of the outside the medical part of the coronavirus bad news out there is divorce rates are skyrocketing, they say, from couples that are stuck in quarantine together. So it was just that shaky, that thin ice that you were on. We'll talk about those numbers. And also the real story here, the mental health aspect of the coronavirus fight. And we'll talk about that coming up in the midday show today with folks from the United Way of Southwest Alabama about some of their resources that are available, the 211 stuff. We'll do that today at 12:30. 7:15, news is next. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should, too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama now has its first fatal case of COVID-19. The patient from Jackson County, Alabama, was being treated out of state and had underlying health issues. This morning, there are 386 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama with limited testing available. Mobile County accounts for 10 of them. Baldwin County has 4 cases. On Twitter last night, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey called the coronavirus real and deadly. She urged everyone to maintain social distancing as much as possible. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the city has secured 2 2,000 COVID-19 tests to detect the virus in blood samples. The city is partnering with Infirmary Health and USA Health to determine where testing will take place. The mayor also announced the city removed basketball rims from all city parks to keep people from congregating. In Mississippi, 377 people have tested positive. Five have died. The new cases include three at Keesler Air Force Base. Those positive tests at Keesler come from an active-duty airman, a spouse of a sister service member, and a retiree. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's a quarter after 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Sean Payton says that he's doing well after dealing with coronavirus.
I'm doing well. I was cleared yesterday. It's been quite a process, and you know, you spend a lot of time trying to learn as much as you can about it. You know, we're certainly seeing it on the news 24/7.
The New Orleans Saints coach made the announcement in a radio interview with WWL yesterday. Payton had gone public with his diagnosis last week, said that he was cleared on Tuesday. He also spoke about how the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana have so far been affected by the virus.
Our state right now, the numbers aren't good. In our city, the numbers are exponential. I mean, it's double and tripling.
So far, Payton is the only coach or player in the NFL to test positive for COVID-19. In free agency news, former New Orleans safety Von Bell is expected to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. Defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh is expected to return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a one-year deal. And cornerback Nickell Roby-Coleman has agreed to a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Today would have been opening day for Major League Baseball, but with the uncertainty surrounding coronavirus, the start of the 2020 season has been postponed indefinitely. Last night on ESPN, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred indicated that the league probably won't be able to play a full 162-game regular season.
My optimistic outlook is that at some point in May, we'll be gearing back up. We'll have to make a determination, depending on what the precise date is, as to how much of a preparation period we need.
USA Today Sports reports that the MLB and the Players Union are close to reaching an agreement with hopes of salvaging the majority of the regular season, even if it means playing regular doubleheaders and the World Series in late November. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And coming up, we'll be checking in with Pastor Chris Bell from Three Circle Church. They're doing coronavirus testing this morning, and he has an insight on this that very few of us do. We'll get to that coming up. Right now, let's check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The dreaded alternative minimum tax underwent a major overhaul in the new tax law. The AMT ensures that if you make a lot of money, even if deductions reduce your taxes, you still have to pay at least a minimum amount. Under the new law, married couples filing jointly do not have to worry about paying the AMT for any income below $112,000. That cutoff is a lot higher than it used to be. The higher limits are set to expire in 2026. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Happening across the nation right now. ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions now as you're traveling across the Bayway. Less than a quarter mile visibility in the downtown area. Be careful. Fog is burning off, but it's going to take some time. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner, Theodore, I-10 to Grand Bay Wilma Road, it's pretty quiet so far on the way in. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital is asking you to check your home and donate them to the staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 1065. And we have that contact info here as well for the donations of those N95, and let me add N95 and higher, masks for USA Children's and Women's Hospital. And also, I've got a note yesterday, folks out of Providence Hospital looking for bulk hand sanitizer. If you've got that as well, make that donation. We have the contact info here. And I know there's a sewing, I know this through communications between my wife and a couple people at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. There's a sewing, wife handy with the sewing machine, doing sewing masks to be used there. So I guess they get the material and do the sewing. So we'll be a conduit here. If you want to help, have a way to help out, or need help, we'll pass that along. All right, and speaking of helping out this morning, it's going on in Fairhope today. It's testing for coronavirus. And what a person to talk to about this, because last time this man was on the radio show, we were talking about his experience in Palestine surrounding the coronavirus. It seems like that was a year ago, Pastor Chris Bell.
Yes, it does, Sean. Man, great to be with you again. And honestly, it's great to be talking to you on U.S. soil today. So much different situation. But in some ways, we kind of went from one frying pan to another, if you will. We got back here and, you know, kind of felt like the whole world was melting down around us. And but we're really excited to, as a church, and I'm a pastor of Three Circle Church here, and we have campuses on both sides of the bay. And here at our broadcast campus in Fairhope today, we are we're doing coronavirus testing, and it was a really, really cool journey how all that happened. A lot of people were involved in kind of getting that done. We have a medical clinic here at Three Circle called the Hope Center, and so we're doing the drive-through clinic today. But it's really good to be talking to you about all that's happening here, man.
You know, I'm thinking about the last time you and I talked. You had just received, you were there in Palestine, in Bethlehem. You had just gotten the test, and we were kind of laughing about your, said it felt like they were swabbing way back in your nasal cavity. And now we're talking about this being done back here at home. So how does the process work with this? If somebody is interested in this, has a worry about coronavirus, what do they do?
So we've made it as easy as possible. Our team has done such a great job. And I'll tell you this, you can get it out to your audience right now. The easiest way to do it is if they will take their phone and if they'll text this phrase, 3C, the number 3, the letter C, and the word test. Again, the number 3, the letter C, the word test to 97,000.
Okay.
That's all they have to do. And what that's going to do is send them to a link with the doctor that's overseeing this here. There's a video there that's going to tell them exactly what they need to do. Literally, all they have to do is that, and they will get all the information they need. The how-to, the symptoms they need to be looking for, all of it will be right there.
All right, so the number 3, then C, test to 97,000.
That's right. It just goes with three circles. So three speed tests to 97,000. That's it.
See that branding? I like that. I like that branding.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So you're, you know, pass along wisdom as you do as a pastor, but you have specific firsthand experience to pass along with your journey, you know, your literal journey and figurative journey with this from Palestine back home. What can you tell people back home that, you know, what do you tell people with, say, what was it like being in that situation?
Well, it's so multifaceted for us because, you know, for one thing, we got to learn things about you know, as people of faith. I got to learn about God and His faithfulness, even as a pastor of 20 years, that I've never seen God work quite the way He did. It took a lot of miracles to get us back home, and we just watched God just open doors for us left and right that Sean really could have never been opened without providential, sovereign help from God. So that was one thing. And the other thing I tell people is, look, you know what? Do what the authorities tell you to do. It's funny, in a situation like this, people become experts all of a sudden in things that you know they're not experts in. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm telling, like, my friends who are pastors, let's be pastors and let's let the experts lead the medical way. So for us, you know, that 2 weekends ago, we decided we were going all online with church. The reason is because, you know, the governor and others were saying, hey, please, if you're a large church, please don't meet. And we thought, you know what, we're going to work with the experts. And so I think that's what I would tell people, too. When we were in Palestine, it was hard, but we did what the authorities were telling us to do, because not only are you trying to care about yourself, you're trying to care about other people as well. And then I would tell everyone, hey, listen, we're going to get through this. That was the thing I kept telling my team over there. We're going to get through this one way or the other. And I think we've all got to remind ourselves of that right now. We're going to get through this if we do what we need to do and stick together.
You know, you said something to me during the news break there before we got on the air, an analogy, and we were talking about how, you know, people act and people step up and help each other in times of crisis. And you had an analogy about a sponge.
Yeah, I've always said that I like to call it the sponge principle. When you squeeze a sponge, what's already in it comes out. It's not that you added something new to it. It's when you squeeze it, it reveals what's inside. And, you know, with the 13 of us who were in Palestine, that situation squeezed us in a way maybe we'd never been squeezed. And it revealed who we really were. It revealed what we really believed. I think what's happening in our community, Sean, is that as well. Now, in some ways, I see things that, you know, you don't want to see. Mm-hmm. And that's true for all of us. But I'll tell you what. In our communities, at least, in Mobile and Fairhope and on the Gulf Coast, I'm seeing some really beautiful things as our population gets squeezed. I'm seeing people help each other. I'm seeing people care about their neighbor as much as they do themselves. I'm watching that happen, and I don't know about you, Sean. I'm inspired, and I think that we've got good days ahead because I think we're seeing some things that are really good as we get squeezed by the situation.
Couldn't agree more. All right. Once again, if people want to come by and get that test, what do they need to do first?
Okay. So, again, what they need to do is text that number. So we'll just do that again, 3C test to 97,000. That's going to give them all the information they need. And then, you know, if they're symptomatic, that's going to give them directions. They'll come here to our Fairhope campus. It's a drive-in, drive-through type situation. They will not get out of their cars. And they'll be tested here, and all the information will be exchanged in a very safe manner. We have a really, really good setup here. The signage, if they can get to our campus, the signage is big. It's obvious. It tells them exactly where to go. There's police here helping us, so the traffic is going to be really safe and perfect. And again, if you have symptoms, we're here to help you, and we hope that you can get here. Be great.
All right. Yeah, lead pastor, Three Circles Church, Chris Bell, thank you.
John, thank you so much.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama now has its first fatal case of COVID-19. The patient from Jackson County, Alabama, was being treated out of state and had underlying health issues. This morning, there are 386 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama with limited testing available. Mobile County accounts for 10 of them. Baldwin County has 4 cases. On Twitter last night, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey called the coronavirus real and deadly. She urged everyone to maintain social distancing as much as possible. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the city has secured 2 2,000 COVID-19 tests to detect the virus in blood samples. The city is partnering with Infirmary Health and USA Health to determine where testing will take place. The mayor also announced the city removed basketball rims from all city parks to keep people from congregating. In Mississippi, 377 people have tested positive. Five have died. The new cases include three at Keesler Air Force Base. Those positive tests at Keesler come from an active-duty airman, a spouse of a sister service member, and a retiree. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Unanimously approved a $2.2 trillion package to rush financial aid to businesses, workers, and a healthcare system slammed by the coronavirus pandemic. The FDA is expediting the use of a blood plasma treatment for patients seriously ill with COVID-19. Dr. Arturo Casadevall is with Johns Hopkins University.
I think that New York is moving to deploy this very rapidly. I understand they already trying to recruit people to donate their convalescent serum.
New unemployment benefit claims are rising to levels unseen in recent U.S. history as a result of coronavirus. States reported receiving tens of thousands of applications last week. Some economists project new weekly claims could reach 3 million nationwide. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Susquehanna Research says Apple's iPhone output dropped an estimated 55% to about 33 million units, 7 million fewer than expected. The firm now expects Apple to ship about 180 million units in 2020, 10% fewer than its previous expectations. Part of the reduction comes from fewer units of the low-priced iPhones, which analysts are calling the SE2. Susquehanna now expects 32 million units of that phone, down from 40 million previously. Traders are backing off their bearish bets on natural gas prices. Stock buyers are flocking to the beaten down shares of producers. And analysts are forecasting short supplies of the fuel next year unless those companies get back to drilling. All this comes with natural gas fetching its lowest price in a quarter century and a global pandemic crushing demand from power plants and factories. It's also spring when heating demand from U.S. households typically falls off a cliff. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So pretty foggy this morning for Mobile and Baldwin counties. How long does that hang around?
It's going to take another hour or so in some locations for it to burn off, and then we're going to have a pretty nice day, but a warm day. yesterday we got up to 86, and we tied a record of setback in 1907.
Wow.
And today we're likely get into the mid-80s, maybe making it to 86 degrees. Should have plenty of sunshine. Tonight, I expect that fog to develop again after midnight, so tomorrow morning be a problem, and then becoming partly cloudy tomorrow. We should see a high of about 85 tomorrow afternoon. Now, for the weekend, Saturday, it looks like the best day. It'll be partly cloudy, high in mid-80s. And then some showers, mainly isolated showers, for Saturday night as a cold front moves in. And that front will lower the temperature a little bit on Sunday. It'll be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy and a high around 80 degrees. And then on Monday, it'll be in the low 80s and partly cloudy. After that, another cold front comes in, and this one should produce a little better chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity on Tuesday with a high in the low 80s, and then we're going to see temperatures for Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday a little bit cooler with highs in the 70s. So the second half of next week, we get back to normal as far as temperatures are concerned.
All right, and today, maybe another record setter, huh, as we look
at... Yeah, we're going to get way up there again into the mid-80s, and that's going to be the pattern in the mid-80s through Saturday.
All right, people looking for record highs, record lows, all kind of weather data for our area. You've got a document, you got a book, you've got a pamphlet they can pick up.
Yeah, the Weather Almanac for 2020, and... for example, if you were to check to see what the record low temperature for this day, you'd find it was 31 degrees, and that was set in 1983. All that type of data you'll find in the almanac, and it's free, and it's available in a number of locations, of course, at Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile, and also in the Eastern Shore, and also in Mobile at West Marine, and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And over in the Eastern Shore, stop by Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope. And if you're over in Robertsdale, at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's Dr. Bill. And on the way, Captain Bobby Aprescato, also sports with Dalton, and news is next.
Hey, folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As a sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile charged with bringing in sporting events, we understand the serious nature of dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus as it relates to sporting events in our area. As we all navigate through this unprecedented situation, many of our events coming up in the next 30 to 60 days are being postponed, canceled, or TBD'd. So to keep up with the latest, please visit our website, MobileSportsAuthority.com, or our Facebook for updates. With your safety, we still say go all out. We do.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, the fog is all but burned off across the Bayway and the Causeway, looking a lot better now. From the 1065 split, I-10 range line at Theodore Dawes Road, you better watch your speed. They've got the radar set up this morning, but so far looking good from Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65 with no new wrecks in the roadways. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine, shuttle, and taxi service. With weddings around the corner, reserve the Ford Excursion Limo that holds 20 or the luxurious Lincoln Town Car. See them at moderntaxiandlimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We've been talking about some of what's in that Senate bill that was passed that the House will vote on and what it means for relief for Americans that don't have a job. Now we have some numbers on how many Americans we're talking about.
Yeah, and huge numbers. The Labor Department released their weekly number of unemployment claims this morning, and the weekly claims for unemployment insurance rose to 3.28 million. Wow. Between March 15th and March 22nd. That's up from 281,000 between March 8th and 14th. According to a reporter from NBC News, Jolene Kent, she said that that's the most ever in a single week, quadruple the previous record from 1982, and double what economists expected.
This is why they're pouring the money in from Washington to try to flatten this curve as well. And I'll say there are a couple things. A lot of people are focused on the one-time payments of the $1,200 per adult, $500 per child, married couples receiving $2,400. But I think one of the bigger things that came out of this Senate bill, we discussed it yesterday with Congressman Byrne, that podcast available through all our podcast sites and through our front page of our website. You click the COVID-19 local news tab, you'll get that interview as well. But for small business, this loan, this SBA loan that would be given, and it I think it's going to be at 4%. But listen to this. So the process is already set up. You go to your bank, your banker, they know about this. It's a full federally backed loan, so you're going to get the loan, okay? And out of that loan, the amount of money that's spent for wages, salaries, and now operating costs, utilities, rent, all those things, even your premiums for health insurance for your employees, that will be forgiven, 100% forgiven.
That's
so
huge.
It is huge for small business. That number is what shocked them into doing this, and maybe we can stem that because this news is big. Of course, they've got to get the House up there to vote on this and turn it around. Speaking of which, with the questions here on, you know, getting people in the House or the Senate to go vote, be in the same place, questions have come up of why can't they vote remotely? Legally, they can't. The law says they can't. Is it time for that to change? I'd like to hear from you. Do you think they should be allowing the Senate and the House to vote in certain circumstances remotely without having to show up in Washington? Hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. We'll check sports coming up with Dalton, and news is next.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelo with Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Right now, I think everybody is worrying about COVID-19, and a lot of people are worrying even more about how this is going to affect your income and your cash flow. Don't forget, though, that at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, we buy unwanted gold and silver jewelry, sterling silver flatware, coin collections, currency collections, and gold and silver bullion as well. There are many coin and bullion items that we will pay over spot for, so come on by, let us make an offer, and we'll see if we can get some cash into your pocket. For those of you who are looking for gold and silver bullion to purchase, we do have gold and silver bullion in stock, physically in our hands, and it is readily available. We do have limited supplies, but more orders are booked and they will be arriving over the next few weeks. So remember, let's all keep our spirits up and don't panic. Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Midtown Mobile. Hours Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 2, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Welcome to Mo!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama now has its first fatal case of COVID-19. The patient from Jackson County, Alabama, was being treated out of state and had underlying health issues. This morning, there are 386 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama with limited testing available. Mobile County accounts for 10 of them. Baldwin County has 4 cases. On Twitter last night, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey called the coronavirus real and deadly. She urged everyone to maintain social distancing as much as possible. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson announced the city has secured 2,000 COVID-19 tests to detect the virus in blood samples. The city is partnering with Infirmary Health and USA Health to determine where testing will take place. The mayor also announced the city removed basketball rims from all city parks to keep people from congregating. In Mississippi, 377 people have tested positive. 5 have died. The new cases include 3 at Keesler Air Force Base. Those positive tests at Keesler come from an active duty airman, a spouse of a sister service member, and a retiree. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. High-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Sean Payton says that he's doing well after dealing with coronavirus.
I'm doing well. I was cleared yesterday. It's been quite a process, and you know, you spend a lot of time trying to learn as much as you can about it. You know, we're certainly seeing it on the news 24/7.
The New Orleans Saints head coach made the announcement in a radio interview with WWL yesterday. Payton had gone public with his diagnosis last week and said that he was cleared on Tuesday. He also spoke about how the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana has so far been affected by the virus.
But our state right now, the numbers aren't good. In our city, the numbers are exponential. I mean, it's double and tripling.
So far, Payton is the only coach or player in the NFL to test positive for COVID-19. In free agency news, former New Orleans safety Von Bell is expected to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. Defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh is signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a one-year, $8 million deal, re-signing with Tampa Bay. Cornerback Nickell Robey-Coleman has agreed to a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Today would have been opening day for Major League Baseball, but with the uncertainty surrounding coronavirus, the start of the 2020 season has been postponed indefinitely. Last night on ESPN, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred indicated that the league is probably not going to be able to play a full 162-game regular season.
My optimistic outlook is that at some point in May, we'll be gearing back up. We'll have to make a determination depending on what the precise date is as to how much of a preparation period we need.
USA Today Sports followed with a report that the MLB and the Players Union are close to reaching an agreement with hopes of salvaging the majority of the 162-game season, even if it means playing regular doubleheaders and the World Series in late November. MLB's best hope is to start the regular season around June 1st and no later than July 1st, but they're following the lead of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The NHL season is also on hold for the near future. The regular season was set to end on April 4th and has not yet been canceled. But yesterday, the league announced the postponement of the 2020 NHL Scouting Combine, the NHL Draft, and the NHL Awards. Combine was scheduled for the beginning of June, followed by the draft at the end of June. League officials have told players and staff to remain in self-isolation until April 6th. And the third fight between heavyweight world champion Tyson Fury and former boxing titleist Deontay Wilder will not take place on July 18th, as originally planned. Fury knocked out Wilder in the seventh round of their rematch on February 22nd. Wilder exercised his contractual right to an immediate third fight. Top-ranked boxing promoter Bob Arum told ESPN that they're looking towards the fall to reschedule the bout. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance,
finance rates as low as 0.99%,
as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you. It's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Moon Pie was my healthy 11-week-old puppy when she was exposed to the deadly parvovirus at a dog park. 3 days later, Moon Pie passed away. To bring light to this unrecognized virus, we created an organization called Puppy Parvention. We want everyone to know that parvo is easily preventable by following these three simple rules. First, vaccinate your puppy. Second, keep your puppy at home until all three rounds of shots are completed. And third, request the test if your dog is sick. For more information, go to puppyparvention.com.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, also Kane with traffic, and our fish specialist, Captain Bobby Abrascato, with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need, maybe to head to the woods this weekend or to the water like Captain Bobby. They got the gear that works around here. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Doing what we're supposed to be doing, social distancing right now. Well, I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, you and I, but you know that part of it, I feel for
new.
Yeah, that part of it for our hobbies are, you know, pretty much getting away from people. But there's a new term here, right? It's not social distancing for us. It's fishtancing.
Fishtancing, social fishtancing. Like that's what we're doing.
You and I are both talking about this story out of Montana, where I guess DCNR out there was talking about the length of, you know, the distance people should be separated, and they were looking at sturgeon and paddlefish, some of their bigger fish up there. But okay, if we're looking at 6 feet, so you know you're looking at what, a couple big bull reds, you know, two
couple
and a half
big bull reds, or a limit of speckled trout.
A limit of speckled trout apart from each other.
Speckled trout.
So if you laid those out, that's how far you should be. Big bull, an amberjack or two away from, you know, two amberjack away from each other, two and a half amberjack away, a couple.
Or a tarpon.
A tarpon away, a big Mobile Bay tarpon away from each other. That's how the distance should be.
That's right. And even on the boat, and see, and like somebody said the other day, well, yeah, you get away from people, but you still got people on the boat. I'm like, well, I got people with rod and reels in their hands with hooks on the end of it. I don't want to be 6 feet from, I want to be more than 6 feet from them anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Smart move. And let's talk about it. You're, as always, on the water this morning. Let's talk about how the fishing's been this last week.
Sean, it's been phenomenal. It's just been incredible. Every trip has just been off the chart, and every day it's improved. Got a chance to move down to the island one day earlier. My days are all running together anyway, but and the water's cleared up dramatically down there, and the fish have just followed right along with it. And same way up in the marsh or in the river systems right now, the water temperature's gotten to the point that fish have gotten extremely active. Man, we're fishing fish that are starting to act like they're spawning right now, which tells me that that water temperature's in that range. And the big thing, you know, of course, we've talked about all winter was the floods. You know, we're buried right at 7 feet this morning, which puts it just out, almost to go out of flood. But with that, you know, even once it's 7 feet, the clear water is anything west of the Dolphin Island Bridge is fine, you know. So it's really, really been good, though. And this is, I'm hoping that it continues through the rest of the year. But so far, this spring transition's been as good as anyone I've seen in a long time.
Well, that's saying something to hear you say that. That makes me smile. It's got me excited for the weekend ahead. Let's talk about this, though, that we are, people look at calendars, fish, you watch temperature. You keep talking about that. What temperature did this all start happening?
Well, it usually starts at 62 is when the transition kind of starts, but it's gone from being cold to being warm real fast. And with that water temperature came up real quickly, the early part of the transition happens in that early 62, 64, 65 degrees, and you'll still catch fish in that. But the ideal water temperatures are where we're at right now. We're in the upper 60s and low 70s, depending on where you are, and that really gets everything active, So you've got that, that and some salinity is what really puts these fish into a spawn, and that's when it's fun to fish them. Fishing places every day, I'm fishing something new. It's just the way that things pop up this time of year. And I love it all, but this time of year is really a lot of fun because you can, and I'm doing air quotes here, but you don't have to spot fish. You can go out and look for, like we've done today. These fish have slicked real well, and some days I've had a little bit of bird activity. Had some really good topwater trips earlier this week, so it's just a great time of year to be out here, fishing.
You're killing me, brother. You're killing
unless
me.
Unless you're a turkey hunter.
Yeah, which I know you love all that because we stay
I
off the
love
water.
I love turkey hunters.
Okay, but you're talking about fishing slicks. Are you, just riding and looking for them or drifting and finding them? How do you do that process?
Ideally, if I could, I like to ride. If I get in the general area where I'm going to fish, I slow down and start looking. And we were running into, fairly low light this morning and it wasn't really happening as far as slicks go, so I just kind of started an area, and sure enough, when we got just a little bit of light, a little bit of daylight, and the fish started feeding, the slicks started popping up, and I'd love to say that I just knew there were fish there, but I just happened to shut down right on a couple pretty hot schools of really nice size trout too. We've caught some beautiful size fish all week long too, not to mention the action's been phenomenal, but the size is getting better all the time too.
I love it. And and mind folks, what you have on the end of the line, are you running a rattle cork or popping cork, and what do you do?
Yeah, popping corks with voodoos are getting it done right now, but again, as I mentioned to you, we had a couple days earlier this week where the topwater was the deal, and that's obviously a lot of fun. This is probably one of the best times of the year to topwater fish. The key is finding that surface activity. If you can see the fish, blowing up on bait, or the bait just showering, that's the time to be throwing that topwater. We caught a couple on topwater this morning, but it's been mostly popping cork so far.
It's just what a great time of year. You got all of us fired up out there. Talk to folks who want to get a trip booked with you. I know that you book now on through the summertime.
That's right. Yep, we're booking right now, and the weather. Of course, the weather's been great too. On top of all of that, but yeah, you can just go to 18fishing.com, which is our website, and get in touch with us either through the phone or through the email. And then I got some. We've already shot some cool video and some stills. I'm gonna try and get posted up on the Facebook later today.
And Facebook, what? Just go search for A-Team or
18 Fishing. Yep, Facebook at 18 Fishing. Or 18 Fishing at Facebook. You guys know how to do that better than I do.
I'm working with you. You're my project. I'm gonna make you like me, a high tech redneck before this.
Hey,
is
well,
over.
I'm glad to know that you think there's some hope for me there. He's killing me right now.
God urges us to pick up charity cases. You know that, right, Bubby? All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby was just talking about. What he's using, you can get it from McCoy's today. Check them out. Tell them I said hi. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. 7:58, hour number 3 on the way. Y'all stay right there.